Sweat Drench Press presents Articulate Warbling with Laura and Zach. Hope you're all doing well. This is your editor and producer, DB Spitzer. Just reminding everyone, stay safe, spay and neuter your pets, and hey, check out this cool quiz that's coming up with Zach and Laura. So, I don't know, why don't you, open up a bag of crisps and pour yourself some lager and pretend you're at a crappy bar doing a pub quiz. Not too crappy of a bar, you know. All right, here we go. Articulate Warbling, Zach and Laura. Quizado. Quiznado. I don't have my glasses on. I was trying to read the file name. Quiznado. All right, here we go.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the latest episode of Articulate Warbling. With me, Laura.
And me, Zach. And we're going to kick off the show with a quiz, or if you're American, pop quiz!
Still a quiz.
It's a quiz. I've compiled 40 questions for Laura to answer. So shall we just plunge in?
By all means, my love.
Who created the series? That's title refers to the leading explanation about how the universe began.
I'm sorry, what?
Who created the TV series? That title refers to the leading explanation about how the universe began.
So we're talking about the Big Bang Theory here.
Who created it?
Chuck Lorre.
And?
Fuck, I don't know. I just know it's him because he does the funny thing on the end. I never pause and look at.
You get half a point for that. Chuck Lorre and Bill Prady. Lorre.
Whatever. I never have known how to pronounce it. I've always gone for Lorre.
Right, question two.
Go.
Which movie... I didn't even know this. Which movie won the first official Best Picture Academy Award? I'll give you a hint. Birds use them to fly.
Wings.
Yes, you got that. You get half a point. What was the first non-English language film to win Best Picture at the Oscars? You will know it.
What do you mean I will know it?
We saw it.
What do you mean we saw it?
Went to cinema to see it.
Oh, Parasite.
1 point. Which film did Steven Spielberg win his first Oscar for Best Director?
I can't even think of any film. I don't know.
Have a guess.
What if I guess it and I genuinely think that Steven Spielberg directed it and I was wrong?
Oh, well.
And I make myself look like a giant tit.
Oh, well.
On air.
Oh, well.
War of the Worlds.
He did direct that, but he didn't win it for War of the Worlds. He won it for Schindler's List.
Because I would have definitely known that.
What is Rihanna's real name?
Rihanna as in, like...
Yeah.
Rihanna.
Yeah.
I know this, but I'd be fucked if I can remember.
There is no time limit that you've got to...
There is no time. No, there is no time. Like the present. I don't know.
Would you like a hint?
No, not really. I'm just going to take the piss instead and say that her real name is, in fact... Billy May.
Robin Fenty. Question number six. What are the names of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's kids?
Northwest. All I fucking got. Hang on. Crap. How many kids have they got?
Four.
For what? When did they have the other three when I wasn't looking? Right, North is definitely one of them.
Yes.
Because I remember the whole Northwest thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And they've all got equally ridiculous names, haven't they? And the worst thing is the only fucking kids' names I can think of is Beyonce's. Does it count if I can name, like, Khloe Kardashian's kids?
No.
Good, because I don't know their names either. I don't know, I've got North, that's all I can think of.
Saint West.
Oh, of course.
Chicago West.
Of course.
And Palm West.
Oh, I didn't know about Palm. Oh, yes, I did, because it's spelt with an S.
Yeah, like Palm.
Palm, yeah, 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 yeah.
Right, You get half a point for that because you got North.
Thank you.
Who did Forbes name the youngest self-made billionaire ever in 2019?
Forbes? Isn't that like a look at my abs magazine? I look like the type of woman that...
No, Forbes isn't really that. No, Forbes is like...
Oh, I thought it was media, like, soft
and
porn. All
that. No, media and culture. It's quite related to the last question, family-wise.
They didn't name Kanye West as the...
self-made billionaire ever. What, the youngest?
I don't know. I don't even know how old Kanye West is. I know they're getting a divorce.
And this, I think the question, youngest self-made billionaire ever in 2019. Part of the Kardashian family. Youngest.
Kylie Jenner.
Yes.
Woo!
Right. Who directed the worst Star Wars movie ever made, and which film is it?
That's a total matter of opinion and not fact.
It's a fact for Zach Ferguson of Articulate Warbling.
Rise of Skywalker.
Yes.
I can't remember who directed it. Oh my god, wait. Wait, I remember having... it was our first podcast we sat and bitched about directors. Oh my god! Think. There was a whole conversation. Abrams did one. More than one. And did he come back? Did he come back and say fuck you? Or did somebody else come back and... He came back and said fuck you! What is his first name?
J.J. Abrams.
Thank you.
And he was one that came in and said fuck you to Rian Johnson.
Yes.
Right, got that one.
Woo!
You get 2 points because it's basically two questions.
I'm really fucking proud of that.
What does the acronym SMH stand for?
Shaking my head.
Well done. Which pop star is the godmother of both Elton John's sons?
Oh. Elton John, pop star. It's going to be somebody really stupid like Lady Gaga.
Well done.
Is it?
Yep. Well done. So.
Not that I'm saying Lady Gaga's stupid. I'm just saying, like.
What ridiculous, flamboyant, super famous person would he go for? I bet they haven't even met each other. It was just one of those.
I think they are quite close.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, Gaga and
Elton. I didn't know that. Okay, sorry, Elton. Okay, which tech entrepreneur named his son XAEA?
Elon Musk.
Yes, Elon Musk. Right.
There is actually a way of pronouncing that, by the way. Can't remember what it is.
No, I didn't. I'm like, AEA, like a glitching computer. Right. Question 12. All children except one grow up is the opening line to which novel?
All children except one grow up is the opening line. Have I read it?
I think you've seen a film version of it.
Well, that's a bit fucking pointless.
All children except one grow up. Who doesn't want to grow up?
Me. Unfortunately, I already have. And it fucking sucks. Who doesn't want to grow up? Well, Peter Pan. But
well done.
Did it?
Yep.
Oh.
Name all three books in Philip Pullman's His Dark Materials series.
Oh, piss off. There's one called... Well, there's the one about the knife.
Which is...
I'm thinking. And then there's also one about the weird spyglass. The amber spyglass is one of them.
Yeah. Think about the content of the series.
I'm crying. Why are you looking at me like you're trying to turn me on?
What, pulling a face up? Come on. I'm subtly hinting. Without you knowing, I'm subtly hinting. I'm so subtle.
Oh, it's a subtle knife.
Yeah. And what's the first one?
I don't know.
Where are they in the majority of the series, first series? Where are they aiming to go? About something in the sky, in the Arctic? What's in the sky in the Arctic and it's famous?
The city?
In the series, yeah. But in real life, we call it the...
Clouds.
Rainbow in the sky in the Arctic. What do we call it? You do know this.
I really don't.
Okay, you get 2 points. Because you've got two books. Actually, 1.5. Because I subtly gave you Northern Lights.
Oh.
How many
Rainbow in the Sky. That was the shittest fucking hint I've ever heard.
How many novels did Roald Dahl write? Novels.
Fuck the fuck off.
Just novels.
12.
Oh, 19. Which Sally Rooney novel has recently been adapted into a BBC free drama?
Well, I'm hoping it's one of the ones that's in my bookshelf.
And I'm sitting in front of them.
No, I know the names. It's either Normal People or Conversations with Friends, and I think it might be Conversations with Friends. Is it not? Normal People. Normal People. Oh,
don't get that. Who directed Terminator 2, Judgment Day and Titanic?
I really like Titanic. And it's like one of the biggest films ever, and I have no fucking...
You haven't watched it since you've got a minor interest in...
I probably don't want
And he also directed Avatar.
Oh, piss off. I don't know who directed that either, and I liked Avatar.
James Cameron. What was a documentary that made Dawno Porter a household name?
What was a documentary that made her a household name?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know she did a documentary.
She's that's what made her famous, her documentaries. I swear we've had a conversation about this.
No? I just know she's married to What's-His-Face.
Have a guess.
I can't even think of anything.
It's all about body image, it's about breasts, it's about empowerment.
Yeah, it's called Boobies. It's the best documentary series I've ever seen in my life.
Super Slim Me. Where is the Mona Lisa currently on display? Display.
Well, probably nowhere because everywhere's shut, right?
No, but it's still on display.
Oh, not really.
In the gallery.
Nobody can be seen.
Yeah, but it is in a gallery somewhere.
Why can't you ask me the question Mum asked me earlier, which was what fucking thing is also known as this, which is an Italian thing, and I said it was the Mona Lisa and I got it right. Then she said to me, who painted it? And I said Leonardo da Vinci and I was right. Why can't you ask me those questions? Why do you have to ask me stupid questions like, where the fuck is it currently on display?
It hasn't moved in hundreds of years. Well, it's famous for being.
Yeah, it really is. Mona Lisa is... Shush. The Mona Lisa is in... isn't it in France? Which is really fucking stupid because Leonardo da Vinci was Italian. Is it... hang on. I'm getting there. It's in the...
what part of France?
Probably Paris.
Yes, but what gallery is it? It sounds quite akin to what we go to when we need the toilet. Slang term. I'm going to the...
No.
It's in the...
It's in my bathroom. Shit! Honestly, right? You say Lou and I'm like, Professor Lupin.
It's in the Louvre, Paris.
Oh, it's in the Louvre. The Louvre, darling.
Right. Who wrote Bleak House?
What the fuck is Bleak House? Is it a book?
It's a book. A film? Who wrote Bleak House?
Oh. Yeah.
And A Christmas Carol. Someone can write a film.
Oh, yeah, exactly. See, I knew my question was right.
You were right.
Bleak House and A Christmas Carol?
Mm-hmm.
I've no idea.
Charles Dickens.
Oh.
When and where was Giovanni Fletcher born and raised?
G. Fletcher.
Giovanna Fletcher. Conversation we had about what her brother was famous for being in?
Essex!
Yes, when was she born?
When?
What's the date?
Right, you can't see me, ladies and gents, but I'm looking at Zach like he's the stupidest human known to mankind. I don't know what makes you think I know.
I love Giovanna!
No, I've got like 4 of her books and I like her. I didn't say that I know her inside of her arsehole.
It's very simple.
Well, it's either...
What was her birthday?
Hang on, it's either the 9th or the 29th of January, but fuck only knows what year it could be. Wait, hang on, I've Googled this.
Mm-hmm, this is why I got it up.
I've Googled this. Because I remember looking at how old Tom Fletcher is, because he looks 12. And when you look at pictures of him from 10 years ago, he looks even less 12.
He looks more 9.
Yeah. shit. In that case, where are we? 2021, so it must have been 1989?
No, she's much older than that.
No, she's not.
She's 36. And she was born in 1985. But you get a point for Essex.
Thanks.
How much is 50 Shades author E.L. James worth, net worth?
Unfortunately, quite a bit.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
Because although I loved her books, her grammar is shocking.
Shocking?
It is. Like, the books are really good, but the grammar is just... You should be abolished for this shit. She is probably worth... I don't even know what, like, a normal amount is worth, like, it should be anymore.
It'll be dollars, just to let you know, because she's...
I know that. That's why I've almost forgiven her misjustices, because she's American.
Her misjustices, her injustices. Her injustices,
that's it. Look, you told me earlier to make up words as I see fit. So I've just done that with misjustice. Fuck off. Right. I'm going to say... It's probably going to be either significantly more than this or significantly less than this. But it's just, I'm just going to go for like 50 mil.
150 million.
Oh.
She's worth a lot.
Yeah. But then I thought if I say 50, you're like, oh, fuck off, she's worth like 3 million. Then yeah. I'd be like looking like a rat.
No, 150 million she's worth.
She shouldn't be. Continue. Do I get a point for thinking that she shouldn't?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, you got the 50 right, so... What was the name of the book series Suzanne Collins wrote before she found worldwide fame with the Hunger Games book series? And I only brought this up because I remember when you're going through your stages of wanting her books, you looked up her.
Did I?
And you went, oh my God, I didn't know that she had another book series before Hunger Games. I thought,
why don't I have them?
I think it's because they're quite hard to get a hold of. I think they've republished them recently.
Okay, well, they need to go on my Amazon list.
Yeah, you don't know the name of it then?
No.
The Underland Chronicles. She's going on her phone, ladies and gents.
She's an amazing writer, though. If I'd have known that, that would have been on my Amazon list ages ago. Now I've got birthday present ideas. What did you just say?
The Underland Chronicles, Suzanne
Collins. Why have they... Right, okay, I'm sorry. But Amazon not only fucked me off with KDP on a daily fucking basis and an hourly basis, but they have changed the app.
Yeah.
And it's so shit!
Yeah.
Right, sorry, one more time. Under what?
Land Chronicles.
Add to list. Sorry, please do continue.
What is Will from Me Before You, the book and the film, of course, ex-girlfriend called?
Oh, shit. Is it like Ali or something? Is it an A? Okay, right, hang on then. Ali Abbey? Alison. No. And I've just said that I want to read that as my next, not that one, the sequel.
Sequel.
Which I think is technically a prequel. Oh no, it's after you, it is a sequel.
It is an A. And it ends in an A.
Anna.
I'm going to give you one more chance. Because you got the A one straight away. You do have it in there.
I obviously do. Begins with an A and ends with an A. There's only like Anna in there. Hang on. I thought it was quite short. Is it quite short or have I just imagined that?
6 letters.
Yeah.
You can spell this name various ways. Very commonly or very poshly like.
Yeah, because she was quite a posh little bitch.
Yeah.
Pretentious little twat. Fucking arsehole. Why would you leave him? He's quadriplegic. Sorry.
There's loads of musicians called this person's name. Alicia.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Let's I was close with Ali then, wasn't I? Ali, Alicia.
He may have referred to her as Ali in the book. So you might... I'll give you half a point for that. Because I haven't read the book, I can only go off from...
You're a nice quiz master, I like you.
Question 23. What was Margot Robbie's breakout role in Hollywood?
Oh.
And you hate this film, and you really don't like it, and you think I'm stupid for liking it.
I hate the film.
And it's got Leonardo DiCaprio in it.
I hate the film. Yeah. It's got Leonardo DiCaprio and Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
We have not watched that together.
Not together, but you really don't like it.
There are very few films I really don't like. With Margot Robbie and Leonardo DiCaprio.
I don't think you realised it was Margot Robbie, though.
That's helpful. I can't think of anything that's got Leonardo DiCaprio in it, except for Titanic. And she definitely wasn't in that, because that was Kate Winslet.
Mm-hmm. Do you want a hint?
Yes.
It's about a wolf on a certain street.
Oh, God, that was shit. That's Wolf of Wall Street. That was the worst film I've ever seen. Was she in that?
Yeah. She was his wife. She was very young, very, very young. She was only 21 when she made it.
That was the worst film I've ever seen in my entire life.
Beg to differ, but okay.
Get out.
Who directed the movie Pulp Fiction? You don't get a point, by the way. You get half a point. Who directed the movie Pulp Fiction?
I've never even heard of Pulp Fiction, that's a lie.
Because I've got a t-shirt. Who's the main actress? I'll give you that instead on my t-shirt. Okay, well, original answer was Quentin Tarantino. And the actress is Uma Thurman.
I would have had more luck getting Quentin Tarantino than I would Uma Thurman.
Quentin Quarantino. Anyway, question 25. Who has played a Marvel character the longest on the big screen?
Okay, so not only are you asking me a superhero fucking question.
You should know this, though.
You're also asking me to now try and identify which superheroes are Marvel and which ones are DC.
You should know this one. We watched a film with him in it recently and we had a conversation briefly about him being the longest actor to play a certain character on the big screen. And you really like the movies he starred in and you really like him as an actor. And we watched him in quite a shit film recently where he played a superintendent.
That takes Ben Affleck out of the...
Who played a superintendent and he was corrupt as fuck?
Wolverine.
Well done. A point. Ding. Played by.
Wait, it's coming. Junior. Junior. What's his name?
Junior. Fuck. Junior? What?
Not Junior. I know what I mean.
Ladies and gents, the moment you wait for.
Wow! I nearly said Hugh Grant then.
Hugh!
Wait!
You got Hugh right. I don't. No wonder you're always quiz master when you're doing it for work.
I lost the last quiz. I got 11 points out of 30 because I couldn't identify when Prince William got married.
I'm not even counting
married.
How many you got right. The name that you really hate, a man at the end.
Yeah! Hugh Jackman.
Well done.
Finally.
What is the Italian word for pie?
Have I ever cooked one?
Yeah, on occasion.
What, cottage pies?
Pie.
Have I cooked an Italian one?
No.
Have I ever said that word?
Yeah.
I've said that word.
The Italian word for pie, yeah. Yeah.
I've said it more than once.
Yeah.
Knowing that it's the Italian word for pie.
Yeah. But not knowing it's actually the Italian word for pie.
I have no idea.
Pizza. Which movie star entered a lookalike contest about himself only to come third in it?
Who the fuck is vain enough to do that and then get really disappointed to come third?
An old-fashioned actor, darling. Someone who was in black and white films and is known for being slapstick.
Yeah, I watch them all the time.
You've got to know who he is.
No.
The one with the stick and the cane and the plays the tramp. Okay, you won't get that.
In what?
The Tramp. He played the Tramp.
In a film, in life, like what?
His films. He's famous for it. With the moustache and the hat and the walking stick. And he was slapstick. And silent film actor. really famous.
And how many silent films have you seen me watch?
I mean, pop culturally, you should know of him.
Please do enlighten me.
Charlie Chaplin. Oh. Right. Who were the first television couple to be shown in bed together on primetime television in America?
Oh, what? Why does it have to be America? Because that would have easily been Katie Price and Peter Andre.
Primetime television, meaning 3 to about 6.
I know what primetime means, you pillock.
I mean, Kate and Andre were mostly after 9.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. I forgot about the primetime bit. I just thought about people being in bed together.
Don't think too hard about it. You may get it.
You've asked me the hardest questions known to mankind up till now.
Yabba Dabba Doo is a hint.
The Flintstones.
And what's the characters' names?
Fred and... something ma.
Yes! Fred and Wilma Flintstone. Wilma. The naughty duo. You get a point for that. Which European country has 158 verses to its national anthem?
European country that has 100 how many?
158 verses to its national anthem.
Fucking arseholes. I should know this because I've watched the World Cup how many times? So surely there should be one that is ridiculously longer than the rest. Thinking like if you still think we're in Europe, then maybe you think it's there, but no, Bulgaria.
Greece. What do the M's in M&M stand for? 1 point for each one correct. You know what? I love that answer. You're getting the point even though it's wrong. It's Forrest Mars and Bruce Murray, the two businessmen who created the candy coated chocolates.
No. It's
Mars and Murray. What year was the first Toy Story film released in cinemas?
1999.
That was the sequel.
Oh.
The first one was actually 1995.
Oh. That's close.
Which Oscar-winning actress is the voice of Helen Parr, Elastigirl in The Incredibles?
Elastigirl's the wife, right?
Mm-hmm. She got that really unique lispy voice. And she was in Batman vs. Superman. And Crash. But you haven't seen Crash.
I have no idea.
Holly Hunter.
Who?
Holly Hunter. Elastigirl.
What's Holly Hunter?
Who plays Elastigirl?
Well, yeah, but who was she in Superman vs. Batman vs.
She played you can piss in a mason jar and call it Granny's Peach Tea. Who has won the most Oscars for acting in the history of the Academy Awards? It is a female actress.
Hey, Zach, how many male actresses are there? All right, enough of me.
Think of the classic actresses. Monroe.
I'm pretty sure that Katharine Hepburn won the first one. Is she the one that's won the most?
Yep.
Well, I never. I got that right.
She got it for Morning Glory, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, The Lion in the Winter, In Winter, and On Golden Pond. Fucking hell, well done. Because that is not an easy one.
Do you know why I got that?
No.
Because Mum did a quiz earlier in the week, and she said, who was the first person to win an Oscar? And I said, I don't know, and she told me it was Katharine Hepburn. And I went, oh, that makes sense. So I just thought that was the only guess I could make.
Who is Alan Smithy?
Zach, who's Alan Smithy?
Alan Smithy is an official pseudonym used by directors when they want to disown a film. In other words, Alan Smithy is credited as a director. Yeah, that answer.
That one.
That one.
That's cool. My answer.
Get
not breathing in.
What are the names of the twins played by Lindsay Lohan in 1998 film The Parent Trap?
I actually know this. I know this. I also know the 1961 Hayley Mills version that Disney...
Halle?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it you say something in your head and then all you can think of is something totally unrelated like Halle Berry?
Halle Berry. It ends similar to Halle.
I'm trying really hard. Annie! Way!
You get 2 points for that. Who starred as Neil Armstrong in Damien Chazelle's biopic First Man? Is it A, Ryan Gosling, B, Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
Nope. Ryan Gosling. Who was quoted saying, there's only one way to avoid criticism. Do nothing, say nothing, and be nothing. Is it A, Aristotle, or B, Terry Pratchett?
Sorry, say again. Why am I asking Terry Pratchett?
No, Aristotle. Who was quoted famously for saying, all our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them? Is it A, Walt Disney, or B, Zac Ferguson?
I'm hoping Walt Disney.
Walt Disney.
I've never heard you say that.
Anyway. Who, last and final question.
Thank fuck.
Who is Zach's favourite author?
Trick question, there ain't one.
No, I actually have put a definitive.
Why would you do that? That's just ruined our relationship. We've been together for nearly 18 months and now you decide you have a favourite author.
Well, it's always obvious that it is.
How many times have I said to you, have you got a favourite author? No. How many arguments have I had with myself as to whether William S. Burroughs is the favourite or Terry Pratchett is the favourite? And then suddenly you go, actually, no, that's not my favourite. This one is. And I'm like, haven't even heard of the fucking person.
It is out of the two.
I know it's out of the two. It depends what fucking day it is, you pillock. It's not Pratchett. It's not, because half the time you say it's William S. Burroughs. You've got him on your phone. You've got a fucking portrait of him with words written around
him. I've got a lot of Terry Pratchett shit, though, you've got to remember.
My point is, you do not... It's a trick question, I'm sorry. What you've written down there is a lie. It's infactual.
Well done. You won.
Yeah.
The quiz.
Thank you.
Because you just showed me up.
Yes, I fucking did. Terry Pratchett's your favourite author. Piss off.
That's Nicola Barker.
Mate, that Nicola Barker's getting a horrible slap round her face. Sleeping with my man. Jesus. Who the fuck does she think she is?
I do not think...
Over my dead body or hers.
I really don't think she wants to sleep with me. But anyway, you pretty much lost that quiz.
No fucking shit.
But you won it because of completely obliterating me at the end.
Can't believe you put a definitive answer at the bottom of that. DB, this is the moment where you take the piss out.
Thank you, Laura. I've been looking forward to this. Hey, Zach, I really, really, really thought you were going to say Zach Ferguson was your favorite author. Oh, no, I don't. Hey, everyone, thank you so much for listening to Articulate Warbling. There's more after this, but I just wanted to say, hey, check out Sweat Drenched Press on Facebook and in the show notes. Find out what's going on with Sweat Drenched Press, what Zach and Laura are up to. There's also Articulate Warbling on the Facebook. You can check that out. I don't post anything there, so it's actually cool. And also, you can find out more about like where you can get a cool Articulate Warbling shirt. That's how I pay for this, the out of parts of this show. Zach and Laura take care of everything else. So, if you go to pgttcm.com, check out the shirts. You can find an Articulate Warbling shirt that'll help keep the lights on my end. Zach and Laura worry about stuff with Sweat Drenched Press on their end. Look in the show notes. Find out what to go on and what to go with. And, oh, man, now I'm going to dunk on both Laura and Zach. All right, the both of you. I don't know what's worse, missing these questions or knowing the answers. Okay, back to you two. I haven't listened to the rest of this, so I don't know what it's about. Here we go.
I can't Google and find the message, Austin.
Wrath of Man and James Gunn's The Suicide Squad. Now I'm going to get starting with The Suicide Squad. I ain't interested in it. Lame dick jokes that, needs to stay in the playground of like high schoolers and that circle of kids. And it's trying to boggle the mind with from the mad, dangerous mind of James Gunn. James Gunn is a pantomime and parody of something that everyone wants him to be. He's not that good a writer. He's not that good a creator. When it's outside of his own directorial feet, it's interesting as a producer and getting other people's projects up and running. And they want him to be this like bohemian, all-tourist visionary. And the old truth is, everything that he stands for, he doesn't represent in the movies he makes. Everything he's made since Guardians of the Galaxy looks the same, and he's applying this to Suicide Squad. And when it comes to trailers of films, R-rated trailers, red band trailers, are the ones you should be excited about. They just showed it for the weakling little, you know, soggy hamburger that is being sold off for like 20 cents or 20p, because it's just a sloppy Joe. It's just grease. That's it. There's no filling to it. Yeah, it may look cool and look delicious and initial, but it's just crap. And it's just not funny. Didn't find it funny, didn't find it visually engaging. It looked like a generic thing. And a lot of directors who come out of like the success of Marvel, having come from small beginnings and then going out onto huge big things. Ego. Whedon was plagued by it because of his celebrity surrounding the success and global phenomenon that was the Avengers films. And the same was said for Gunn, who came from, you know, Tromaville, the world of Troma, and ends up making a big mega bucks movie. Guardians of the Galaxy, half decent. The second one, it's like, this has not got any imprint on it. You keep stamping James Gunn's name on the packaging and trying to sell it to us as this big, really auteur envisioned visionary thing, whereas it just looks like any generic superhero movie. And the same could be said for the Suicide Squad, with really lame and poorly executed action sequences. It looks bland. It looks shit. James Gunn's name put on it does not imbue me with any interest or any passion or gusto until I saw the PG-13 trailer, and it was just cut better. And I hope that all those shitty jokes in the R-rated red band trailer are cut out, because it made it look desperate from the crazy, dangerous mind of James Gunn. You tell dick jokes. Wow. That is a summary of your altruism and your visionary hand. Shit, dick jokes. That's all I have to say about the Suicide Squad. Watch the PG-13 mainstream, you know, almost unrated trailer over the red band one. Can you not find it?
I don't even remember when you fucking sent it to me.
So Guy Ritchie has a new film coming out, and it's called Wrath of Man, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, but my alternative title was so much better, but can I fucking
was
find
that,
it?
Was it on Messenger?
Was it on Messenger? No, I don't think it was. Chocolate Orange Buttons.
No, nope. Can't you search for it on...
Hi, Google. Hello, Google. Nope. Well, I've just got everybody's Google working on their home devices. In the Earth by Ben Wheatley.
Oh, that looks smashing.
But that was before, wasn't it? You sent me that before you sent me the Wrath of Man or whatever it is. Oh, right. Got it. So the new Ritchie film has been renamed by Miss Laura Jane Marshall, and I renamed it as this. I don't know who you are, but I'm Jason Statham, and I'm about to kill you so quick you won't even get to see my face. Boom.
And that is a perfect summary for what this film is. It doesn't look like a Guy Ritchie movie, in all honesty. It could.
Oh, I thought it did.
I thought it really looked more like a Fast and Furious spin-off type ordeal. I didn't get any Guy Ritchie inflections, really.
Fair enough, but I did.
Did you? Yeah. Maybe it's just the title credits that they used. It was similar to The Gentleman. But anyway, I'm still looking forward to it because I really like Guy Ritchie as a filmmaker. And any fucking new film that's coming out is exciting. And apparently it's coming out in May. That's those film trailers done.
Yeah. That leaves... Oh, that's cool. So that leaves our little conversation about Midnight Sun.
Yes.
So I recently read Midnight Sun following reading Twilight, New Moon, Eclipse, Breaking Dawn and The Short Second Life of Brie Tanner. And Midnight Sun was a phenomenal book. It took me forever because I really just lost all interest in reading for a little while.
Mm.
And I was like, and I think it's just because the book was so fucking big. But actually, it was a phenomenal book. I can't say anything bad against it at all. There was nothing in there that I didn't like. I thought it was absolutely amazing. Anyway, so we ended up having a conversation about who the hell would direct Midnight Sun as a film if it is to go ahead, as there are some little rumours starting in the rumour mill.
Yes, and conversations are being had now that Robert Pattinson has a free... Wow, what would you call it? A free slot?
Yeah, he's got some time.
They have... let's just say that they have on current...
Hang on, give me your tongue.
There is ongoing conversation and debate about whether Pattinson is willing to come back. And Pattinson has been very vocal and said, double the money that you paid me originally, and I'm more than happy to come back to that of which made me. And then it just got the conversation flowing about what the fuck is going to go on with Kristen Stewart. Is it Kristen Stewart?
Mm-hmm.
Kristen Stewart. Is she going to get replaced? Would it be good to replace her? Could they write around it?
No.
To which Laura went, no. And then it was about who would be a good director for it.
Now, my issue is that Midnight Sun is based on Twilight, but from Edward's point of view. So your initial reaction would be Catherine Hardwicke is going to direct it. However, Mr. Condom, and yes, I know his surname is Condom, but I can't help myself. Bill Condom made the best...
Twilight films,
in my opinion. So, my issue is, do we go back to Mr. Condom? Such a child. Because he made such good films. Or do we go back to Catherine Hardwicke because she directed Twilight?
Mm.
Or do they just get somebody really fucking random in? Like Ben Wheatley.
I mean, Ben Wheatley's directing fucking The Meg 2, so he's literally taking any paycheck he can get because he just wants to continue making his weird art house horrors and thrillers and madcap masterpieces. Personally, I really feel that Catherine Hardwicke should be given another opportunity. She literally made Twilight, and then they were like, bye, see you later, and she was like, what? She wasn't really given a blank check to work off from that film. She struggled to find work. And I really like the vibe of the first Twilight. Up and rewatch. She's got a real French new wave sensibility. Then again, though, that of whom I felt really strived in the world of Twilight was Bill Condon. He has made some lacklustre films like The Good Liar and Sleeping Beauty, live action remake with Emma. Why the fuck is she still around Watson? And I feel that he personally has a bond and kinship with the story. He obviously is a fan of the series. Maybe get him in. Get him to redo this. I think it might be a place of having to recollect what's going on. But we're at a stage now technologically where you can de-age Robert Pattinson. Or, because he's immortal, he's immortalized in this vein or this vision... There's no denying he looks much younger in Twilight than he did in New Moon, Eclipse, and the later two sequels. But for me personally, I think Bill Condon would be good. But if there was a director out there that you know of, and it can be madcap, it can just be all way out there, who would you go for?
Steven Spielberg.
Why?
Well, no, what War do you think of the you Worlds,
add
man.
It? Yeah, you like War of the
There's
Worlds.
There's a bit of a thrill edge to Midnight Sun.
Yeah.
More so than Twilight. And it's quite scary in a way. Like, vampires aren't meant to be also like, oh, that's so cool.
Mm.
It's meant to be kind of... And that's the whole thing is about him trying to build up. And it is quite tense because he's constantly like, fuck off. Stop pulling me towards you because I'm falling in love with you and it's stupid. And all I want to do is suck the life out of you.
I think Bill Condon is great because he comes from horror before...
Yeah, but that's why I've just said Steven Spielberg, no matter how ridiculous, because he's got the good thriller-esque side of things.
Yeah, and but he hasn't actually officially made a horror movie.
No, and Breaking Dawn
that genre.
Is really good, so Bill Condon would also be a good idea. It's so hard.
Madcap director for me. That's way out there. Who would I like to see do a...
Wait, who did A Quiet Place?
Oh, that was John Krasinski.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, he directed him.
Yeah, well, I think he should direct that.
I mean, at the moment, I think he's really busy with just trying to...
I don't fucking care. You should finish.
Do you want to know my choice?
Just as long as you don't say Terry Gilliam.
No, not Terry Gilliam. Terry Gilliam would love to get a fucking job like this. No, personally, I would really, really, really like to see the names dropped out of my mouth. Fucking idiot. Okay, out of the hat, who would I think would make a good Twilight film? A little bit of aesthetic, a little bit of a Georgian vibe. I would think Jennifer Kent, Nightingale.
Yeah.
Tension.
Yeah.
Gothic styling.
Yeah.
She hasn't yet played with a big, big budget.
Yeah.
I think she would do really good also. I think she would get the emotionality and that strong... That was a very, very, like, taut experience, Nightingale. I think she would lend something to that.
Yeah.
Another director that I thought would be really interesting is Danny Boyle.
No.
I would love to see what he would do with Twilight just for the sake of it.
I love Danny Boyle, but no.
There was another... The director of Escape Room, actually.
Yeah, I could get down with that.
I can't remember his name. Adam Rubital? And his movie... The sequel is meant to come out this January. I still haven't released the trailer.
Adam Rubital.
I really think he would play within that area. And also, since he's quite an eccentric, camp aesthetic, kitsch director, I think he would add something to it. Also, horror stylings, lean-ins, thriller element. But wholeheartedly, I'd really like to see Bill Condon come back in whilst wearing a condom.
On his head.
Comes into the meeting. Right, let's just get this out of the way. Here's a condom on my head. Laugh away, chuckle. I'm laughing because I went to the bank with about 20 million for making these films. So yeah, what else was there we wanted to talk about? Oh yeah, someone's writing a book.
Are they? I wonder who that would be, because it's always you.
It ain't me.
It's not you.
I'm retiring. I'm one of those indie authors who goes out there and thinks people give a fuck. That they go, I'm retired. I've got to say this. You are one egotistical motherfucker if you're an indie writer and you go out and say, I'm retiring. No one gives a fuck.
What, like you just have?
No, that was me taking the piss.
Oh,
at the moment, I'm just like, I can't be bothered to write. I've written 2 books. They're waiting for release. I don't care. It's not about me. Really don't give a fuck about if anything else comes out from me, from the tip of my cock or my pen. It's about Laura Jane Marshall. Yes, she has started writing her debut.
I have. And I am officially 55 pages in, probably about halfway, give or take. So I have named it, and I was actually quite proud of myself because I didn't think I was going to name it. I thought it was going to be one of those books that never has a fucking name. But Unspoken Words will hopefully be out, released. It will be out there, ready for your viewing, your reading, whatever, or misunderstanding, however you want to put it, really, come December 2021. And it is a collection of cryptic poetry that is meant to mean everything and nothing, all at the same time.
And it's going to be a perfect book for Christmas. There's tears, there's laughter, and there's that, you know, that cryptic message, which is, if Dan Brown can make millions from his, Da Vinci Code, Angels and Demons, Inferno books. It's all about cryptology and messages. Why can't Laura Jane try and make some penny out of a cryptology? That is basically telling you to fuck off. But who? Who is she saying fuck off to? We don't know. You have to buy the book. It's not just about that. It's a deeply personal book, and it's something that Laura is expelling from her system and she's come to grips with, like all great art.
Indeed, and I'm very excited.
I think you should be. I think you should be. What else was on the agenda? What are we looking forward to when whatever is going on currently ends?
Oh, dinner out, cinema, seeing humans again.
Go for a coffee with someone. Go out for a meal with someone. Because for ages we've been going, oh, we want to meet up with Millie, your sister, and like have a meal with her and get to introduce her to me properly.
God help her. And all let's that hope shit. COVID lasts forever.
No, that is quite true. Poor girl. She looked petrified when she saw me.
You are quite big. Like, you're quite sturdy.
Yeah.
She's quite small, really.
Yeah.
Looking at you, I'd be fucking terrified, but I'm quite sturdy myself.
She was all timid and shy, wasn't she?
Yeah, but she's nothing like that, really. She's a leery little bitch. No, I'm joking. yeah.
Anything else?
No, I'm just excited to be releasing all the books that are coming out this year through Sweat Drenched Press. I'm excited to be releasing my own book this year and actually finally getting to do that thing that I've been promising myself I'll be doing for Christ knows how long. And yeah, just
what, shaving your armpits? Thank fuck.
You're so funny. Are you going
wildebeest like my sister?
Yeah.
Who revealed the most disgusting information with me today. She said she shaved her pubes and then she looked around her and it looked like someone had literally sheared a dog.
Nice.
And she said, Mum, come in here and look at this. And Mum's reaction was, what have you done to Todd?
Oh, nice.
And she was like, that's my pubes, innit? And Mum's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Get a grip.
Well, no, that's not going to be happening to me.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to enjoying life, really. I'm kind of looking forward to the summer and being a bit warmer and less, you know,
ugh,
coldness. Darkness and boringness.
Ugh, I love it. I love darkness. I love the boringness. Not. I just want to go to the cinema.
Best of luck to you.
All I want is just to go to HMV and not buy anything from HMV. And look around and go, I can get that 10 times cheaper on Amazon. Just to go to like Blue Water and have a day out.
You can do that from next Monday.
Want to go to a restaurant?
Outside, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, that's exciting. I just want to see Godzilla versus Kong on the big screen. I really want to see Ben Wheatley's new film. I really wanted to see Promising Young Woman, which for so long was promised to us to be released in cinemas. And I was so close to getting it on American Blu-ray so we could watch it. And Laura's like, no, let's wait for the cinema. Now they're not releasing it in cinemas. You fucking wankers. And I can't get hold of it on Blu-ray from America.
Never mind, it will come here eventually.
Fuck wanks.
Just wait.
Patience. Wank shittles.
Patience, my dear.
I don't have patience.
I know.
Anyway, I made fried chicken today. I'm a big boy.
Zach did do his first recipe today. His first recipe, how rude. His first big recipe, I'd say. His first more complicated meal preparing.
Don't you start rinsing me, DB, just because you make fucking cakes and cuisine and ooh-la-dee-da and you're there in the trenches cooking delicious shit and you're making your German beer. Yeah.
Anyway.
I made Prague chicken, bitch.
So we're going to be doing plenty more watching, plenty more reading and hopefully plenty more content.
And
that
we
doesn't
will
include me spending 20 minutes trying to find the name of
Annie,
the two twin sisters in the 1998 version of Parent Trap.
And we will be getting on to Ben Wheatley's Rebecca audio commentary at some point.
I'm sure we will.
We keep saying that.
Yes, we do.
We've got little chance of actually doing it. But
I know, but that's life.
That's life, and that's what we're gonna say. I love you, and we're gonna go away.
Okay, shut up now, dickhead.
Bye, right, guys.
That's all from us. So, see you again, speak to you again, listen to us again very, very soon.
Articulate Warbling with Laura and Zach. Rate, review, subscribe, do all that stuff that you do to support podcasts.
I mean, DB, this is the moment that you
rinse! You rinse Laura for a change!
Yeah, rinse me, or cut this shit out, or put something entertaining in, because my thinking process is very slow.